At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
This is John Batchelor, conversation with my colleague Judy Dempsey of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. She's in Berlin as a senior scholar observing a comment by Gideon Rockman, the distinguished foreign affairs columnist for the Financial Times, that the right-wing parties, sometimes far right-wing parties, that do very well in protesting the status quo and rise to power, and then when in power, they're quickly rejected because their governance is unacceptable. Odd. Strange. I question, Judy, whether Russia is reaching in to empower these far-right parties, knowing that they're anti-EU, anti-NATO, and in the case of Slovakia and Hungary, pro-Russian. Perhaps there are other elements of pro-Russian. I know AfD has teased the idea in Germany that it is pro-Moscow, at least making the case that Moscow has a point of view about Ukraine that is acceptable to them. Here's Judy to comment on the outside interference of a bad actor, and no matter, everybody knows it, what must be done. Judy Dempsey, more of this tonight.
Well, the outside bad actor is well known, and not only the cybersecurity and what it does to even the German parliament, cybersecurity attacks there, but the whole role of the social media, of behind the scenes with the far right wing parties, influencers, you may try to call them, but they're certainly there. And the government in Germany recognizes this. So does France, so does Britain, so does Italy. All the countries in the EU now recognize this, and they're trying to actually convey to the public that Russia is always there, trying to influence, trying to destabilize, trying to upset the status quo. But as I said before, leaders must be very, very clear why they are in power, why they got elected, and what they want to achieve. And instead of worrying, looking over their shoulder, oh, Russia's doing this, Russia's doing that, these leaders have a responsibility to serve actually the citizens that put them in, but also to speak clearly and loudly what they want to achieve.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.